Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi, and I'm here with the director and the actor of Adam.
Oh, yeah, both. Yeah, you're right.
Both. You're right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Here we are.
Pietro Pinto and Anton Nikolchev from the film Adam, which is a short film of on a dystopical future where everybody is healthy and happy, supposedly happy, and cannot die. And Anthony, your character wants to die.
That's
definitely
right.
I mean, it's so positive on this that there is no way back.
Yes, I mean, it picks up after the decision has been made, you know, right at the end of the decision process where you see him not feeling right and not feeling anything and realizing that there's got to be a way out of this perpetual.
Because he's not one of those who are happy, actually.
He's not happy. It's almost like he's one of those that can see. In fact, he's the only one that can see in the world that he's in.
Pietro, there is a huge metaphor behind this. And there is an extreme urgency of comparing and confronting with the world we are living in, you know? I mean, this is what I saw. This is how I saw it. What brought you to write this and to having this film made in such a way?
Yeah. I completely agree. I'm working always with allegories, and I'm always working in creating fictional world to actually discover and go deep in the real world we live in. I lived many different parts of the world, and one of those was Jerusalem. And there was a talk with a rabbi, actually, a day, and we talk about the Genesis, and the view that he had about the Genesis back then was quite different, you know. I mean, it's Adam. It's the way they tell us the story, right, of Adam and Eve, is that we have to be guilty and that we made a mistake and we choose to die and that we have to be guilty forever. When I actually, in the conversation, you know, also after in the process of life, I found out that actually it's the most extreme and human and beautiful experience, that of accepting death, because it's the only way to then really live life. So my idea was to make a film that can go to the last point of our life, which is maybe the most dramatic, but reconsider, abandon all the ideas, you know, that for sure are dramatic, but including instead in a message for life, for choice, for freedom. So that's the way I work. Started from there, and then it came to those demons that I bring within, which are for sure the fear of tomorrow.
You chose to tell this story and this concept that you just announced in an aesthetical way that is very complicated and very very beautiful, actually, but very complex to do, because we live in this dystopian future, and it's very like science fiction-ish.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And so, how did you work? Because how much the special effects influenced your direction and your writing and your acting, Anthony, as well? Because you were forced to, you know, deal with those mechanisms. So, if you want to start, Anthony,
sure. Yeah, I mean, I think the world that Pietro created was so clearly defined that we had this ability to go in these three layers of Adam's mind, really. And so the visual effects are just a part of whatever world we're in. So on the very deepest level, there's this dream state, which is running in the forest. Mm-hmm. And actually, there are no special effects there. Mm-hmm. It's me haunted by all the demons of the other layers. And that was the hardest one, because I'm totally alone in the forest without anything, literally. At 4 in the morning when we were shooting. And
Completely naked. And I never met Anthony the day.
Pietro, you are a sadist.
Well, I am. That's the beauty. He has to suffer. He has to suffer to provide some beauty.
But he had a good story yesterday, because we were shooting it and I had my shoes on during the shoot. I was naked, but I had shoes because I was running on rocks. And at some point, I told Pietro, look, I can't get in. I feel shoes. I need to take my shoes off. And so I started running actually barefoot, which you don't even see very much. No, it's just for you, myself, you know.
Yeah, but
you
don't like so it. So I'm a bit of a sadist. I just have to take my shoes off and run. I said, man, now we're talking. Now the movie's coming.
And then you felt it.
And then I felt
you
it.
You felt the pain.
Well, because
you
the felt fact the, is, yeah,
the discomfort.
You're in such an empty state otherwise. And it was actually the first stuff we shot. And then you go to the next layer where it's the weird dystopian level of Adam's subconscious mm-hmm. as he's really in a coma. You know, the real life guy is in a normal world in a coma, but it's this last moment before he decides. Basically, he and his wife decide together on this subconscious level to pull the plug. Mm-hmm. And it's that subconscious, this dystopian kind of Blade Runner life, that was the fun, easy one, really, because we're there seeing each other. And what's fun is that all the characters are a projection of Adam's mind, because it's all within Adam's head. So really, there we could play. I think the darkest one was that really inner layer.
You said about visual, and I really work with images. I really build images. And for me, to build a powerful world where you can feel and see and see the like these shots. I like perfect composition, colors when and bodies, naked bodies in a forest, like we men back to our space without nothing, if not with someone and a camera that can with an eye that can follow you, and everything that you see has to be precisely prepared. I work with a great team that I want to thank also here, my producer, and it's been a journey to be able to build this world, as you said, because mm-hmm. we had to build from scratch.
From scratch, yeah, exactly. There's this sequence where Adam is running in his dreams, I think, because, you know, those three layers are always mixing them up. So it's not exactly, it's not an easy film to watch in terms that it needs you to be attentive and to be concentrated. It's not like watching a short film. Even if it's a short film,
right?
It's a film.
It's as thick as a big film.
Now, I mean, there is this scene where your character is running through this space canyon. Of canyon with pillars of rock, which is really beautiful to watch. Aesthetically, it's really intriguing and fascinating to watch. But probably you were running through nothing.
I mean, yeah, we shot it with a drone, and it was an empty canyon platform. Mm-hmm. You know, it was this beautiful ravine. But then afterwards in post, they put these actually naked bodies, upside down naked bodies.
Oh, well, you know,
but that's the thing. You have to watch it multiple times. It goes so fast. I mean, it's an amazing shot, an amazing amount of work. Uh-huh. And how long is it? 5 seconds?
Yeah. No, it must have been more than five seconds, but maybe like 15.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
No. So when I first, this is my thesis film. I was studying at San Francisco State University for doing my directing MFA, right? So when I came to the school saying, hey, this is my idea, everybody started to laugh at me because they were like, man, this is like a 200,000 short film. Nobody will help you.
Fly down.
And I was like, no, that's, I put all myself, I had the great help and support of Chromatica, mm-hmm. which also get into the production of the film, and they give me the freedom to, you know, to say, well, if we jump in, let's do it properly. And of course there was something that I also want to experiment, the special effects, mm-hmm. but then also these human aspect, and also I don't feel like that movies have to be always coherent, you know. I like the narrative. I like that it goes all the way, you know. It's like a dream.
Movies can fascinate and bring you in, but they don't have to be like always logical.
Not a reason all the time. Just go with it, you know. When you dream and you wake up in a place, you're with someone. 5 minutes later, you are with your mother in another completely domain, but you feel it, you live it. So that was what I wanted to do.
You know, the most important thing is that you directors know where you want to go.
Exactly.
Then we follow.
That was my intent.
And we had a lot of conversations about stringing the whole logic together, mm-hmm. for us, for me too.
Yeah, no. And I have to thank you for bringing back to the screen Francesca Einaudi, which is one of the most underrated actresses in Italy ever.
Yeah, and
my opinion personally.
And no, that was nice, and it was nice also because it was one of the first times she was acting in English,
and she was very good. Actually,
I think so. I think
she was
so,
really good. I was telling my colleague the other day when I watched the film, saying, "You know, did you know that Francesca can act in English so well?" She said, "Well, actually, no.
We were, and you know, out of the blue, because I never met Anthony before the first day on set when I told him, "Okay, get naked and jump into
a
pool."
How did you connect?
Oh, through a very good friend who is also a filmmaker in Los Angeles, Pablo. And I lost my actor I've been working with for a year the day, like a week before the shooting, because you know, he had something going on personal. So I was completely upset and sad. And then I met this guy who told me, "Pietro, let's go for a beer." And all of a sudden he says, "I have your guy." And I say, "Well, who is this guy?" And then he showed me something, and I loved how Anthony worked with his body. I loved everything he did with his body. This is a physical film. Mm-hmm. And so I give it a phone call. He was in Greece. I was in Italy. I said, "Okay, let's go." And he came on set. He got naked and he jumped into a pool. And it was like, "Man, you have to die into a pool." Like, first time, never saw him. And he was so into it. It was so into it that, you know, it was like, "Pietro, you know what? That we spent an entire week naked with the cast, and he was feeling so himself that I said, "This is my guy. This is my man."
Well, actually, this meeting I've been like sent from heaven, I think, because the movie works because of this interaction between your story and your direction and his acting. So
he brought a lot.
And Francesca, I'm glad you brought Francesca.
Francesca as well, of course. So thank you very much. Thank you for this nice conversation to Pietro Pinto and Anthony Nikolchev, respectively director and actor of Adam, short film in competition for the Settimana della Critica International Critics Week here in Venice. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.